At long last, Arab League monitors have arrived in the besieged Syrian city of Homs. It's a team of about 50 monitors from various countries among the Arab League. They're in Syria to verify that President Bashar al-Assad's government is holding to the agreement signed this month to end months of violence. The tanks have cleared out of Homs this morning. Homs is Syria's third largest city. But this was the sound from the city yesterday. Activists say dozens of people were killed in that city during the latest government offensive. Joining us now, Sebastian Usher, Arab Affairs Editor for our partner, the BBC. Sebastian, it appears, I read commentaries from activists in Homs who say that to a certain extent, the violence in Homs seemed desperate, like there was they were trying to squash the opposition before the monitors arrived. Do we know exactly what happened there?
Well, in Homs, we know that the fighting has intensified over the recent weeks. We know that Homs is one of the main flashpoints of the conflict between the government forces and the opposition. We know also that it's where the army defectors, the soldiers who've joined the opposition, have been out in some strength. I mean, originally they were there to protect the protesters, but we're getting more and more reports, not just from Syrian government sources, but from activist sources, that fighting is intensifying, is growing all the time. So what we've seen, not just in Homs, but also up in the northwest in Idlib, the province where, again, the defecting soldiers have been growing in force all the time. We saw a big offensive by the Syrian government forces there last week, with reports that hundreds of people had been killed, not just the opposition, but also members of the security forces. So Homs seems to be following the same pattern, in which the Syrian government is trying to achieve as much as it can before the monitors go. Then, as you were just saying in your introduction, we're hearing from eyewitnesses and activists and from also Syrian state sources that the tanks have for the moment pulled out. Activists are saying that some have pulled out of the city, some have just pulled back within the city so they're no longer visible. Their reading of that is that this is just a temporary measure in order to show the monitors that the Syrian government is to some extent following the Arab League plan, because up until now, there clearly hasn't been much evidence of that. The plan, briefly, was that all the Syrian security forces, all their weapons were supposed to be pulled out of the cities. The government was supposed to begin meaningful talks with the opposition, and they were supposed to begin letting in independent journalists, none of which has happened.
Sebastian Usher is the Arab Affairs Editor for our partner, the BBC. Sebastian, I want to play for you two little bits of tape here that come from the Baba Amr area in Homs. Take a listen.
The snipers all around. I think they are going to kill all of us, all of civilian people here in Baba Amr. They don't care. Children, little kids, women, old man, boys, girls. They kill everyone.
And here's another Baba Amr resident speaking from one of the areas that was actually being shelled by tanks.
Now you can hear the sound of shelling and heavy gunfire. This is the situation in Baba Amr.
You know, Sebastian, the fact that this is what was going on yesterday, early this morning, before the monitors arrived there, makes one question the intentions of the Syrian government. Will they try to end violence in each city before the Arab League monitors arrive, only to restart it once the observers have left the country?
Well, going by their record so far, I mean, not just opposition activists, but many people who've been following this, like me, would say that that has been the pattern that's happened. And Homs is very much a divided city. I mean, it reflects to some extent the makeup of Syria as a whole. So the Sunni, the Shia, other sects are represented like a microcosm of the rest of Syria. So there's parts of Homs which are pretty much untouched by the fighting, by the shelling. It may be the monitors, of course, are demanding to be taken to a place where the fighting has happened. It may be that the Syrian government tries to ensure that they go to the places where there's been much less fighting. They're not going to see the scars on the buildings. And also, of course, to meet the people who have been involved on the other side, the protesters. I mean, one of the concerns, I was speaking to an Arab human rights activist who's been very closely involved in what's going on and who refused, as several Arab human rights organizations did, to get involved in this mission, because they said that essentially, how could they talk to opposition activists, people involved against the government, if, as was stipulated in the protocol Syria signed with the Arab League, if the Syrian government is essentially taking care of the security and the transport of the monitors. They're saying that they can't put those people in danger. They couldn't put those people in danger by joining the mission if the security services were going to be there while they were talking to them. So, I mean, we've heard today in the BBC from one of our regular people we speak to who's in Homs, saying that he very much wants to speak to the observers, but he hopes that is on the condition that he will be doing it alone with them so he can speak freely.
I have to ask you, Sebastian, you know, from the army defectors who are in many cases heavily armed that you talked about earlier, and there seems to be a growing number of them, and there seems to be a growing willingness among these defectors to directly engage the government forces, could we be looking at an eventual civil war in Syria?
Well, from the very beginning, I mean, that has been the worst scenario that everyone has said might happen. And to some extent, it is playing into the hands a little bit of the government of President Assad, because what they've been saying from the start is that it's an armed struggle. It hasn't just been the security forces attacking unarmed protesters. They say from the beginning it hasn't just developed. As you're saying, it has intensified recently. The problem for the opposition is they wanted it to stay peaceful. They wanted to have a higher moral ground. There is some division within the opposition, many things, but one of them is about how the armed conflict works. And there isn't a central control, as far as we can see, which is saying that missions will be carried out here, missions will be carried out there. That side of it may well be getting out of control as well. So civil conflict is something which is getting closer, but at the moment one cannot say that that is the likeliest option.
Sebastian Usher is the Arab Affairs Editor for our partner, the BBC. Thank you so much, Sebastian.
Thank you.
He's talking about the arrival of Arab League monitors. They arrived in the Syrian city of Homs this morning there to check in and see whether or not the Syrian government is holding to its agreement to end violence against civilians in that country.